We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stephen's in the morning now, 7:45 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Big 12 Conference suspends four players for their roles in a basket brawl involving KU and K-State players.
Two.
Spirit AeroSystems begins handing out layoff notices to their employees in Wichita.
One.
Day three of the impeachment trial in the Senate as Democrats continue to argue their case against President Trump. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And we've got a traffic accident at Central and Webb Road. Got a call from traffic tracker Robert, who told us about this one. He said the accident is on Central. Eastbound lanes of Central at Webb Road are going to be closed for a little while. A non-injury traffic accident there involving two vehicles. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy and breezy with a 40% chance for rain later today and a high of 43 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight. Could be a little snow in there. Overnight low 28. Friday mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 40. Now mostly cloudy. Northwest wind at 14 miles per hour and 36 degrees. 7:47 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Experts found two risk factors that could lead to sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS.
This is House Call for Health. There may be no greater medical mystery and no greater tragedy than sudden infant death syndrome. It used to be known as crib death. For no apparent reason, a presumably healthy sleeping baby dies. Medical experts don't have clear-cut answers to what causes sudden infant death, or SIDS, but now they have two risk factors: smoking and drinking during pregnancy beyond the first 3 months. A new study finds that babies whose mothers drank alcohol and smoked tobacco after the first trimester are at far greater risk of SIDS, 12 times greater. Previous studies showed a risk of smoking and drinking individually. This study says doing both drastically increases the danger. The research is sponsored by the National Institutes of Health, which is calling for greater publicity about the danger and improved screening at the very beginning of a pregnancy. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Steve and Ted poll question today is right there on our webpage, knssradio.com, and you are welcome to be a part of that. Go in there and make your feelings known on our poll. Our question is, who will win the Super Bowl?
Oh, okay.
And here in, well, it's pretty much Chiefs country. You think you pretty well know how it's going to come out, but we're going to measure it anyway. San Francisco 49ers, 21% say the 49ers are going to win, according to our poll, Ted. 79% are saying the Chiefs will win. 79% for the Chiefs, 21% for the 49ers. And you can go to the webpage, knssradio.com, and you can be a part of this wonderful Steve and Ted poll question today. You know, I talk about the airlines companies. We all do. And the fact that, you know, you don't get any decent food. You're crammed in there in a very small place. And basically, flying by air in America is a real pain in the rear end.
That is all true.
But the aircraft, the airlines companies seem to make a lot of money.
Yes, they do.
Profits. American Airlines profits rising because strong demand is leaving fewer empty seats on planes. Americans said today that fourth quarter profits rose 27%.
Whoa!
To $414 million. But Americans still weighed down by the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX jets. We don't wish any ill for American Airlines or any others, but it seems to be, we had Delta saying the other day their profits were way up. Yeah, they're making good money. And just because you have to be shoved into a tiny space next to somebody you can't stand for 8 or 9 hours.
What's your choice? Yeah, I guess you got Amtrak or your car, you can walk.
You can take a bus.
You can walk.
Yeah. So, all right, enough of that. Technology companies led stocks to a flat close on Wall Street yesterday, erasing the market's early gains. The topsy-turvy day comes as health authorities around the world take steps to monitor and contain a deadly virus outbreak in China to keep it from spreading globally. The international measures helped reassure Wall Street following Tuesday's decline. The S&P index gained a point yesterday. Dow lost 9. The NASDAQ rose 13 points. All right, 7:51 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. More Wichita layoffs to talk about this morning. And editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Unfortunately, yes, another layoff announcement. International logistics company DB Schenker sent out 60-day layoff notices for 255 Wichita workers. The company told the Wichita Business Journal the move was made to adjust to order demand by their client. It appears the layoffs are tied to the production freeze on the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft at Spirit AeroSystems. The company says it's the lead logistics supplier for Spirit. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey has been named to a newly created Presidential Commission on Law Enforcement and Administration of Justice. The commission is impaneled by Attorney General William Barr. It'll study modern issues affecting law enforcement that most impact the ability of modern policing to reduce crime. The commission will meet monthly for a year. Members of the Wichita Business Journal's Emerging Leaders Program say it would take a lot to get them to move out of Wichita. 9 members of the group met for a roundtable discussion Wednesday at the WBJ. Some say they moved to other cities to work and made the decision to return to Wichita because it's family-friendly and has an affordable cost of living. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, only a couple of months till spring is finally here.
That's right.
Boeing is saying maybe by springtime that 737 will be back in the air. What do you think?
We'll see.
No.
They also said it would be ready to go by the end of the year. That
okay.
Didn't quite happen.
Well,
so.
We'll just keep our fingers crossed then.
Yeah, I don't think we can predict with any certainty.
7:52, Steve and Ted. I know that you are aware that the basket brawl between the Hawks and the Cats.
Went to a basketball game and a hockey game broke out.
Yeah, just about what happened. Of course, you're a K-State alumnus. Now, I'm sure you've been to a couple of those cross-state rivalry matchups.
Oh, you bet, yeah.
Yeah, it's always pretty wild and crazy.
It can be tense. Of course, K-State, you know, doesn't have a lot of luck, especially over in Allen Fieldhouse. Nobody has luck in Allen Fieldhouse.
No,
And so there, at times it gets frustrating. And then, you know, when they do beat KU, that's when they are most excited and get emotional.
Yeah. All right. Well, today is National Handwriting Day. I'm honoring the doctors out there writing those. This was established by the Writing Instrument Manufacturers Association in 1977. Does that surprise you?
The WIMA.
No. Yeah, promoting the consumption of pencils, pens, and writing paper. Now, what have I got right here? I've got about a half dozen pens here, Ted.
Yeah, you're kind of a hoarder.
And I've got my mini clipboard. I've got my paper here. Of course, I'm making notes over here. Can you read that? Can you read that note right there,
nope.
Ted? No, Ted can't read my handwriting.
Hieroglyphics there.
How about you? Are you got very, very good penmanship, Bill?
Not really. I've tried to go paperless, and so I take all my notes on my laptop, computer, and on my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
He's a modern man.
But you probably don't even know how to write cursive, being from Kansas City. You know what that is?
I could still probably do it if you put pen and paper in front of me. I could probably get that done.
You know anybody who's really got beautiful handwriting? How about your wife, Gretchen? She a good handwriter?
Yeah, it's okay. You know who has great handwriting? My mom. Even with her rheumatoid arthritis, man, my mom is real fancy lettering and cursive.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's the way my mom was. She'd write letters, and they were just terrific. I actually I had a pretty good penmanship up until about the fifth or sixth grade. And I made straight A's in school right up to about the sixth grade.
Really?
Yeah. The kind of started falling off when I had realized that I was attracted to young women. I discovered girls and my handwriting went bad. What do you think, Ted?
Blame it on girls.
I don't even want to touch this.
yeah.
I'll tell just you two people that have great handwriting.
Okay.
Bonnie Bing,
yeah.
Used to work at the Wichita Eagle. Beautiful handwriting. Uh-huh. And Sierra Scott.
Really? How about that? Okay. There you go. You didn't know that, did you, Bill?
If you need something with beautiful handwriting, those are the two people to go to.
Because
Bonnie and Sierra are the people to go to.
Those two women who are always writing little thank you notes and love notes to Ted. You know, so Ted ought to know. There you go. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Handwriting Day. 7:55 now. Coming up, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We're going to have the latest on the impeachment trial in the Senate. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
That's right, and we'll hit our weekly Minute with Mitch as we preview the Super Bowl. We'll get with Mitch in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
Plus entertainment news on the way.
Of course, at 8:35 this morning, all the entertainment news you need to know coming your way. Always a great segment.
And traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.